The canoe likely belonged to ancestors of the Ho-Chunk, possibly the effigy mound builders. Ryan Greendeer from the Ho-Chunk Nation says that they were on shore to witness its recovery. But he says Ho-Chunk culture relies more on oral traditions than material objects to preserve their history.
We know our history. Not everybody does, of course, but listen in and seek that education, and we'll be happy to convey that education. We don't necessarily have to exhume artifacts just to prove that we were here.
Still, Greendeer says they see the canoe as an educational opportunity. They're planning to bring Ho-Chunk youth to Lake Mendota to learn dugout canoe making like their ancestors. Diane Bazooka, Wisconsin Public Radio.